This is CPR News. I'm Corey Jones. A bill that helps communities respond and prepare for droughts cleared the U.S. House today. Congressman Joe Neguse is behind the Bipartisan Drought Preparedness Act. It would authorize 4 more years of funding for a Bureau of Reclamation program that helps communities in the drying West.
As the Bureau of Reclamation states, tribes, and stakeholders is working towards long-term solutions, it is necessary that we continue to provide states and agency partners with every tool possible to mitigate its impacts. And that's exactly what this bill does.
Neguse highlighted the bill's support for efforts like drought contingency planning, resiliency projects, and emergency response actions. Next, the bill heads to the Senate. A one-time candidate for state attorney general won't run for his district attorney seat again. CPR's Allison Sherry has more.
Republican John Kellner has led the 18th Judicial District as its top prosecutor for 4 years, a job he won by just 1,400 votes in 2020. He ran for attorney general against Phil Weiser 2 years ago and lost. He returned to be the district attorney for the state's largest judicial district with about 1 million residents. In fact, the district is going to be split up and a new one will be created to make the 18th a little more manageable. But the new boundaries favor a Democrat winning in DA races later this year. Kellner says he's proud of what he's accomplished in office, including starting an organized crime unit. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
Most of the Front Range has lows near freezing tonight. Tomorrow's highs in the 50s and partly sunny. This is CPR News.